Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the holiday season. You know, my wife and I have been married 17 and a half years, and I've never had her do a commercial, not for any Ravens trip, nothing like that. But she loved the ice cream so much off the Harka, and we've been eating it so much here. And I got to tell you, right before I came on the air, I pulled out the Caramel Apple Crisp. And if you haven't had this, this is the apple butter ice cream with the oat streusel and a salted caramel swirl. And we're doing this special. And here's the box. I'll hold this up for everybody. You get the box. But Mike Prokop's here from Taharka. This is actually, Mike, you're actually the dude on the other end when people are ordering this and saving $15.70. You're the one making sure that they get this ice cream in Bel Air, in Hereford, out in Ricerstown, down in Pasadena, Glen Burnie. You deliver ice cream everywhere here. Must feel good to deliver this much happiness during the holidays, brother.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's what we do, especially during the holiday season. It gets real festive. I'm walking through yards that are all decorated, and everybody's happy to see me. So,
well, this is the part in the show where usually I do a lot of the talking. People tell you that once I start eating the ice cream, you have to talk about it. But here's the deal. In opening my freezer to get this out, the reason I was so delayed today is that I had like Taharka pints falling out. And this is what happens when you order 8 of them, right? This is the 8-pack box. I got it up on the shoulder here. It comes in the little – see, everybody sees the bus behind me too here. Tell everybody about Vinny driving that thing, man. I was over there the other day. He was packing it all up. I still have not had the Jasmine's Blues flavor. My wife still hasn't had the chocolate chunk, but you did send this – this apple, and by the way, the sweet potato crumble, best thing I've ever had.
Yeah, same here. I had a spiritual awakening eating that sweet potato crumble. It has pralines and pecans in it. Oh my goodness, with a sweet potato based ice cream, it's so very good.
So you're talking about the sweet potato, but I'm eating the apple right now, the caramel?
Yeah, so caramel apple was our last seasonal flavor. We just came out with the sweet potato crumble, so I definitely recommend all your listeners to go ahead and try that. It's really good. It rivals the Honey Graham, which is one of my favorite flavors.
Well, Steve and I and Sean, we've argued about this, you know, for months now. So here's what happened last week at the factory. My wife and I went out to get some ice cream. We took Chris Pica some Mint Flicks and Chills because that's his favorite. He and his wife, Kate, love that. Mm-hmm. And so I brought a whole bunch of it home. And my wife comes in and she said, "I got a surprise for you." I said, "What's that?" She said, "Steve snuck me 2 of the sweet potato crumble." And he didn't want you to know because you'd be going on the air yelling about it and it's not ready yet. I'm like, "What do you mean it's not ready yet? I'm sitting here eating it." She's like, "You're not allowed to talk about it till next week." Well, this is next week. So I went to bed that night and she snuck some of it. And in the morning I woke up, she's like, "I had some of the sweet potato last night. Dude, unbelievable. Best thing I've ever had." And I'm almost like rationing it. You know, I'm a little bit through. Next segment I do, and I think coffee, somebody's coming on with me later on. I'm going to do some sweet potato. But I wanted to do this because my mother's Southern, and I talk about making peach ice cream with my Uncle Claude in South Carolina when I was a little boy. But my mom loved apple butter. Like apple butters, like I have never heard of an apple butter ice cream, and I'm eating it right now. This thing, caramel apple crisp. Where do you guys come up with this stuff, dude?
Honestly, it varies. Someone might come in one day and come up with a really good idea, but we do have a committee that is committed to coming up with all of our really good flavors. So those are the ones responsible for that one. They kind of honestly. I'm impressed by how quickly they kind of just came up with it and made it, and it turned out really, really good. So
I got a big chunk of oat streusel in my mouth right now. And I'll just say this. I wanted to be on the committee, and here's what. I said to Steve and to Sean, I said, "Look, you guys are doing some big things in December, and we're going to sell some ice cream for you guys. If I sell 250 boxes, will you name a flavor?" Because like I got all like jealous. I mean, the Black is Beautiful is unbelievable. And, I mean, that's one of my favorites, by the way. The chocolate stout with the oats. I love chocolate stout. But yep. I said, if we get our own flavor, a Baltimore Positive flavor, you know, I would be in the committee and I'd be fighting with you guys about whether it would be like a peach cake or a blueberry, wild blueberry, or a macadamia nut pineapple. Like, I have all these crazy thoughts in my head, but you know what? I've become an expert about some things in life. I'm never going to become an expert ice cream maker. I'm just going to be an expert ice cream eater. You guys haven't made a flavor I don't like. I mean, I don't even like key lime pie and I eat it. Right. I mean, I don't eat key lime pie. I'm not here. A tart guy. So you're a sweet guy like me. Like, I think the honey graham, unbelievable. I think the pistachio's crazy good. The sweet potato crumble, and I'm really looking forward to the eggnog. But you guys do this better than I wouldn't dream up something like this. I'm not smart enough to come up with apple butter and the salt and knowing how the salt and the sweet all work together. So I just, if we make a flavor, I'm going to let you guys pick the flavor.
Absolutely. Yeah. Most of the guys that are on our flavor committee have worked in the restaurant and the kitchen before. So they have pretty good experience on, you know, flavor profiles and things like that.
I work in the kitchen eating it is what I do. Tell me about that home delivery works, because we have this incredible offer. We don't usually do this. I'm proud of my association with you guys and that you're local. I know you guys are doing some amazing stuff this month going into 21, but you're making eggnog and you're making peppermint bark and you're making sweet potato crumble. You have these unbelievable seasonal flavors. They're all available, right? I mean, not now, but if you like eggnog, we're making next week, but you can order it now, and you literally bring the Taharka truck to people's driveway and literally drop this off. This is my problem right now. I'm 18 minutes into the segment, and my ice cream's starting to melt. So my wife has to meet me at the door and, like, take it back, you know, right, to make sure it doesn't melt. Give everybody the lowdown on home delivery, because it is so easy to do. We've already had a lot of WNST and Baltimore Positive people do it. You just put Baltimore Positive in. You save $15.70. Literally, this is the best deal you guys have ever offered in the history of Taharka, right?
Absolutely, it is. We're doing it, you know, specifically for your audience. Also, let me correct you for a second.
Go ahead.
So the only truck you're going to get, we don't want people expecting a big, giant pink truck to pull up to the driveways. But the pink truck will be on the box. Now, that's the truck you're going to see, yeah. Because I have had people be disappointed when I pull up to their house and they don't see a big pink truck. So I just wanted to make sure.
You are the one that delivers it.
I'm one of the people who deliver it, yes.
But you don't deliver it in a pink truck.
No, not in a
pink truck. That won't stop me from ordering it. I mean, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope they'd be.
I feel like singing, dude. I'm like, wheels on the bus go round and round. Yeah, just like that, right? Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
Well, do kids meet you out on the doorstep, like literally when the ice cream comes?
Yes, all the time. I mean, the parents are like fighting their kids back so that they can get the ice cream. So we're all kids at heart, you know?
Do the kids love the Honey Graham as much as I do, because I'm a big kid?
Yeah, I think the kids love the Honey Graham. The kids love everything, man. I think as long as it's cold and it's sweet, they love it.
I keep trying to get the box on here, man. This is our home. It's a city packed with culture, creativity, and endless possibility. Taharka Brothers is proud to add to that mix, create opportunities for change, and celebrate Baltimore's unique local flavor for the holidays. We're giving you $15.70 off. I wish I had 8 of these here. These are all empty. My salted caramel. My wife always says, why don't you take some ice in with you and then you can put it on ice and it won't melt? And I'm like, I'm not smart enough to do that. So, but tell everybody how easy it is. You just click in your order. I'm going to show everybody on the screen, but putting the Baltimore Positive in takes 2 minutes. And probably part of the fun of this is being able to pick your flavors, right? Like, you literally get to stand in the Taharka ice cream factory and literally order your flavors, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's one of the most attractive parts, especially during the holidays, is you're going shopping, man. It's like Christmas every time you go in there. You there's a drop down menu and you see all your options. Look at that.
Oh, here we go. Pine options. So, let's talk about caramel apple crisp, caramel crunch, chocolate love, coffee Oreo. I've eaten a lot of that. Eggnog. See, eggnog's so special, Mike. I mean, it's only available after December 9th.
You do realize that we made sure that people could see that it would be available on 12/9 for you, man. We did that for you.
What I didn't want people doing was going on Black Friday and saying, where's the eggnog? I'm going to go to the convenience store and buy some off-brand eggnog. No. Just deliver it after the 9th, and we will make sure you have premium eggnog ice cream with the vanilla custard in there and the nutmeg and all the good stuff. Golden milk is one of my wife's favorites. It's in our freezer right now. It's a coconut milk based ice cream. I love golden milk. I love Indian food. So we love the golden milk. Honey Graham, key lime pie, mochi mochi, mint flicks and chills. That's Chris Pike's favorite. Peanut butter cup, which I destroyed here on the set. I actually have one on the set. Pistachio roasted strawberry, sweet potato crumble, vanilla bean, and wake and bake. So I guess the sad news here, Mike, is that sadly some of the pumpkin spice latte is unavailable now, right?
Yeah, the pumpkin spice latte is no longer available, man. That sold out quickly.
I got one pint in the freezer. How much you give me for it?
What'd you say?
I got one pint in the freezer. How much you give me for it? That was one of my favorites. Man, that was so, so good. I actually gave away one of my pumpkin cheesecakes last week to Chris Pikus. So I know I can't home delivery that. Tell everybody about home delivery and how it works, because you go to certain areas on certain days, right?
Yeah, so each day has a designated area. We do most areas through Columbia, Middle River, out to Harford County, White Marsh, Kearney, Perry Hall, Ellicott City, all of those places, as well as the greater Baltimore area. So that'll go all the way from, you know, Baltimore City to Baltimore County. I also wanted to tell people that we do have some big delivery windows coming up on the 22nd and 23rd. So you can order right up to Christmas Eve, and we'll have a lot of areas, surrounding areas will be able to order. So don't hesitate to go ahead and get an order in. Close to Christmas, we'll be able to get your ice cream to you. And you can use that Baltimore Positive coupon code right at checkout. So it's really easy to get.
It's super easy. It's $15.70 off. It's 56 minus 1570. It's just over $40, $40.30 to order this. And I'm asking everybody to do it. I mean, everybody in my world, because I love the ice cream. And there's something really cool about like December 22nd, 23rd, my wife's going to be up in New Hampshire. I'm staying here on the homestead with the cat and keeping the home fires burning. But I'm seeing like deliveries coming to people's houses. And I've told everybody, my son bought me corporate out of town, very high quality ice cream last year at a much, much higher cost to him to deliver to me on Christmas night, eggnog ice cream. And I said, this year, we're going local this year with the Harka Brothers. You can order it off the website. We're going to be hounding everybody. My wife's going to be talking to you about it. And there's nothing I can think of that would make me happier than to see pictures of my friends, my family, our listeners, our partners on December 22nd, like opening up some eggnog ice cream that they just got delivered on a beautiful Christmas Eve sort of vibe for the week. Right. So I want everybody enjoying the ice cream. Brother, I appreciate all you guys do for us at Taharka Brothers. We're proud of what you're growing and becoming and delivering. So I am a little disappointed that the pink truck's not pulling up with the ice cream.
You're not the only one, man. We're working on getting maybe another truck or getting one of our delivery vehicles wrapped so that we can get that vibe.
I was going to come out in my purple Santa hat and like take a selfie with the box and do all that. That's
it's
cool, man.
A good photo opportunity, man. If we could get that truck out more often.
All right. So look, man, this is serious now. Like, let's pretend we're not on the air and it's just you and me. All right. Pretend we're having a backdoor meeting here. It says the eggnog's available December 9. When's it available for me? I'm just asking. I'm only asking. I mean, I don't know that I can wait till December 9. You know, I still have like half a pint from last year. It's getting a little crusty. You know what I mean? It's a year old.
So you gotta get some fresh eggnog.
I said to my wife, I'm just gonna wait.
I'll give you a call personally as soon as they're making it. You can come get it right out of the machine if you want.
Friends, we're connected here. All right. Yeah. I can get it right out of the machine.
get out of the machine, man.
You know about me. Hey, man, I had a problem with eggnog. I got to tell you about this. I got to complain about a local brand. I'm not going to mention the brand. But we have purchased eggnog from a farmer's market in the area here for years. and it's really, really delicious. It's really creamy, like frothy. It leaves that like sort of thing in your mouth that you want when you have an eggnog, you know? And this year, my wife went and bought it like Thanksgiving week before Thanksgiving, we bought it. And they changed the recipe. Like I tasted it and I'm like, that's not the same stuff, you know? Eggnog is delicate. You know, I'm just saying, you know, I know you guys are going to do it right. But like I am very, very, my palate's weird like that. Like I taste different stuff. And I got to go soon because my ice cream's melting here. My wife's going to get mad at me if I melt this because you're not going to give me any more caramel apple crisp. But eggnog, man, it's special and it's awesome and it only happens this time of year. And I know you guys are doing it right out there. So I'm really looking forward to getting your eggnog because I didn't get it fresh last year. So I loved it when I got it, like in April. He couldn't even sell it. He gave it to me. I'm an eggnog connoisseur. So I'm really looking forward to this. So the fact that I could come and like put my head under the spigot when it comes out of the machine, I want to do that. All right.
Okay.
I got to get this in the freezer. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good.
I broke up on from Taharka Brothers on $15.70. You save it. You get the box. You see me eat it. You hear me talk about it. Probably saw me having a sweet potato crumble out on the interweb the other night. Order it. It's one click away. You'll be very, very happy when this shows up on your doorstep on December 22nd and 23rd. I am Nestor on behalf of our Taharka family. Big appreciation. We're going to have some news from them later on in the month as well. You'll find that out at Baltimore Positive. You'll find everything Ravens-related, COVID-related, education-related. We're talking to a bunch of folks about shopping this month and shopping local and shopping small business. It's so, so important. This is how you know Taharka is local because it says so right on the label. It says right there, made in Baltimore. Can't have the pumpkin spice latte unless you know me. You're coming over for the holidays. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, delivering delicious Taharka Brothers ice cream to you. We never stop talking. Baltimore sports and Baltimore positive.